The Army's decision this week not to proceed with a planned troop cut at Joint Base Elmendorf-Richardson is unusual. For at least the next year, Anchorage won't have to face the economic hit it's been expecting since the Army announced it would be part of a 40,000 soldier reduction last year. But there's no relief for communities in the lower 48 who were told they'd lose troops in the same decision.
To actually overturn a decision like this is fairly remarkable.
Michael O'Hanlon is a national security expert at the Brookings Institute and a former defense analyst at the Congressional Budget Office.
This is pretty good job by the Alaska delegation, I have to say. I mean, I think they had a good argument on their side.
O'Hanlon says the cut of 2,600 J-Bear troops dismantling the 425 Airborne Brigade never made much sense in light of the Obama administration's plan to focus more on the Asia-Pacific.
I think it's probably true that a lot of people had some input in this, not least the senators from Alaska. But I think that once the debate began, logic was on their side, and they did a good job of pointing out this apparent disconnect between the Asia-Pacific rebalance priority of the Obama administration with the proposed cut in the brigade in Alaska.
Senator Dan Sullivan used his position on the Senate Armed Services Committee to repeatedly raise that argument. Senator Lisa Murkowski is also in an influential position with a seat on the Defense Subcommittee of the Appropriations Panel. The senators often discuss the cuts in the context of Russia's Arctic buildup. O'Hanlon says he thinks those arguments were less persuasive than the 425's ability to respond on the Korean Peninsula and elsewhere in Asia.